on black. Black, black, black. Black on black, on black, on black. Black on black, on black. Hi. Welcome to the podcast.
Hella dope.
Welcome in. You are listening to Black on Black on Black on Black on Black on Black on Black. I'm sorry, it's just Black on Black on Black. But welcome. I am your hostess with the mostest, one half of the dream team, DJ Queen. And usually we have DJ D Fantastic, but she running hella behind. Per usual. So welcome in. Usually the show is hosted by two dope queens. One, a Bay Area native, and the other, a transfer from the Sizzity South. We use this time to explore the real San Francisco plus the larger Bay Area. We are finding scenes, we are creating memes, and being obscene. So listen to the show to find out what's going on in the city, where to find it, and to learn about the local artists who make it all happen. We are on every Monday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. without fail. Whether we are live or recording, we always try to be here to provide you what you want. And so today, we haven't been with y'all in a while. We haven't just kicked it with the people. So we're just going to have a catching up show. We're going to talk about a couple of random topics going on in the black community. We're going to have some prompts. You are going to hear some black ass thought today, per usual. And so before we get going, I just want to go through our events to highlight for the week. So it's going to be a very queer centered events lineup, per usual. Nothing out of the ordinary here. So the first thing I saw was that I don't know how many of our listeners have ever gone to Oasis SF. It is a premier drag sort of cabaret venue off of Folsom in the Soma area. Super, super cute drag events happen there. And right now, they're having a Jurassic Park musical parody, which is playing, which is on July 17th, 18th, and it's going to also be on the 19th. And I believe, and wait, is it on the 19th? Hold on real quick. I think I might have gotten one of those dates wrong. Don't want to send y'all there. 17th, 18th. And 19th, that is correct. On the 19th, it'll be, on the 18th, it's going to be before the next event that I'm going to talk about. But so, if you've never been to a drag parody at Oasis, they're really awesome. I've been to the Golden Girls one, was really good. I've also been to a Buffy the Vampire Slayer one that was amazing. And so, what they do is, essentially, they do the movie in sort of live cabaret form, and it's a parody. It's about making it funny. They add in elements, they interact with the audience. I would highly, highly recommend going if you've never visited this venue. I think going to a musical parody show of theirs is really, really gives you a good taste for what Oasis SF does. And so that event again is on the 17th, 18th, and 19th. It is $57 is the starting price of it. It is a little bit on the more expensive side, but I really am a firm believer in supporting your queer venues. They put in a lot of really good practice, and it really shows in the performance. So this happens at Oasis. It's 298 11th Street, San Francisco, 94103. Go. You can get your tickets online. You can go directly to their website, and they sell tickets directly through there. And then the other Oasis event that I wanted to mention is that on the 19th, after the Jurassic Park show, there is an Oasis open ball with Deshaun Wesley from Legendary. And this is this is going to be a reparations edition. So we know what that means. When I say reparations edition, that means our host is going to be Nikki Jizz, who is a phenomenal performer and runs routinely monthly reparations show. So this is going to be awesome. It's a a beautiful black collaboration with all black drag show reparations performer, and they're giving black everything, y'all. Black excellence, black pride, black cunt. Get it. So that would be on, I'm sorry, July 18th. It starts at 9:30 p.m. and it goes all the way to 2 a.m. I believe from 9:30 to 10:30 will be the pre-show, and then they say the drag show starts at 11 p.m. sharp. Go and see what actually happens and report back to me. So those tickets start at $23.53. I don't know why I love that these all end on like prime numbers, but whatever. $23.53. You can also do, I believe, table for like $75. All worth it. It's going to be guest starring from the hit TV show Legendary on Max, Deshaun, Wesley, Basquiat, themselves. So go, because I'm really hoping that I can make it to this. It's going to be a really awesome event. And then the last event that I wanted to highlight at El Rio, it's called Family, Not a Group. It's a function at El Rio. And that it will be on July 19th from 3 to 8 p.m. It's a day party. If you've never been to El Rio SF, it's a wonderful venue here in the Mission where our radio show or our radio station is located. Has a beautiful outdoor back patio. It is just good vibes there. So the sounds are going to be provided by Jen Set, Baghead, and GJ Say. So it's going to be mainly on the hip-hop, R&B, sort of like some mashup edits. It's going to be a time. They have special guests, Raw Honey, Black Honey, Too Raw, Drew Banga, it's going to be hosted by Afterthought and Ash. And so tickets, $10 pre-sales, $15 at the door, and then if you come in after 5:30 p.m., it's going to be $20. So get there early, get your pre-sales, be at the door, because I imagine that there will be a line. And so, like I said, for this show, what we're going to be doing is we're going to explore a couple of topics. Me and Dee definitely wanted to talk about the Diddy trial and sort of have some discussion prompts. And I think really for us, process what happened and more importantly, what is not happening that we want. We are not happy, just to say the least. If you are a non-black person, you've been wondering how the way that black people have been reacting to this. A lot of us are not happy. Just to say that, you know, it is, there are definitely large pockets of the community who are celebrating this, which we will talk about. We will definitely talk about it. And then the other thing we really want to talk about, there's Meg Thee Stallion and Coco Jones both went public with their relationships to NBA players over the past week. And I've been seeing a difference in reactions to both of them going public. You know, I feel like one is being more celebrated and the other, overall there's critiques of both. And a lot of people are happy, but within the critiques, it's been interesting to see the difference in that. And I wanted to spend some time just talking about it, because it's hard out here for black women. You know, it's like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. And I think it's important to always talk about that, because we're not going to fix that if we just stay silent about it. So all in all, good topics. I'm really excited to get into this with y'all today. I'm going to kick you all into my playlist. It's just going to be a random shuffle of what I've been listening to lately. I've been really into Leia. Dope artist from Staten Island, does like a mixture of house. Like, so we're gonna get into what's been in my mind. Have fun in there. Okay, hold on. I was going to kick you all into my radio, and now it's starting to act like this. Come on. Why are you playing with my feelings? My feelings. My feelings. My feelings. My feelings. Choo-choo-ba-da-ba.
this is not what's been in my mind. I cannot. Don't get me wrong. I love my Sinners playlist. It has heavily been in my mind, but it's not what I've wanted to share with you all. So I'm just gonna take a minute. I'm gonna bop bop bop. I hope everyone's been enjoying the good weather. such a standby topic, but I always think that the microclimates throughout the Bay Area are so interesting. I live in Oakland, and so I'm now in SF, and it's overcast, where when I was in Oakland it was just beautiful and sunny and just gorgeous, and now it's not. But we're good. Who knew what's happening here? Sorry about this, y'all. Give me 1 second to troubleshoot my own things.
On the horizon, we can see it from the start. We put ourselves on the line, cause we don't want to be ignored. I can't explain why I want for you more, but the more I get, the more I want. We could get a lot closer, we could cut our ties after nighttime. Is it our time? The choice is yours. Put this on.
And we're back with Black on Black on Black. You're here with D Fantastic. And
why do you sound like a ballpark announcer?
Buy me some peanuts and apple jacks. I don't care if you never come back. Our mics are kind of hot.
If they don't, it's all right.
Yeah.
Because it's one, two, three
strikes, you're out at the old game. Boy, you were struggling through there.
I'm sorry. I didn't go to a lot of baseball games growing up. Quite frankly, like, I'll go see professionals like play, but in general, like, baseball is kind of a boring sport.
I think it's boring unless you play it personally.
I mean, you know, whatever.
I played softball like throughout, like, since I played baseball throughout since I was in like the fourth grade.
Okay.
All the way through like high school.
Right.
And so for me, it's one of those games that, like, unless you are playing it, watching that shit, bro, unless you're watching professionals, even then, for people watching professionals, it's just a slow-paced game.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a slow-paced game, and, yeah, like, I feel like there's other things I could be doing with my time.
Yeah. You're silly, bro. Silly. Well, now that we have D.
Yeah. Sorry, y'all. I was running a little late. I had shit to take care of, but I'm here in this bitch. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
So, if this is your first time listening to Black on Black on Black, we're here every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. It's a show about a Bay Area native and a transfer from the city south. We explore the real San Francisco and the larger Bay Area by finding scenes, creating memes, and being obscene. Listen to the show to find out what's going on in the city, where to find it, and to learn about the local artists who make it all happen.
I hope you all enjoyed listening to that twice. Get it?
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, I don't know, man. Whatever.
I love you hopped in thinking I didn't do any sort of an intro.
I don't know, okay?
Oh, my God.
Like, I just... Like, I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best.
No, personally, I think it's good to reintroduce the show after every musical break. So I'm with it. Get it.
Okay. All right. Well, you know.
What did he say?
All right. So do you want to talk about the events that are happening?
I already did those.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, well, the list.
Do you have a would you rather?
Oh, well, I thought we were going to dive into. Okay. What did you do? What did you not do?
I never do a would you rather.
Honey. I don't know. I thought maybe you might have done a would you rather.
I ain't got none of that. No.
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. No. Okay, fine. So I came up with a really interesting would you rather the other day. So would you rather any time that you like eat something that you enjoy or that it tastes good, you have like violent diarrhea, like every single time, what was the opposite to this?
Do I have to enjoy? It's only the foods I enjoy.
Anything that you like.
Okay, so things I don't like, I don't get diarrhea from.
Yeah, things that you don't like, you don't get diarrhea from. Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Or you have to fight a random human every day.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Because some of them, every day for how long?
So for the rest of your life.
What are you talking
about? Same with the diarrhea. It's not going to stop. These things are just a continuous thing.
I think I'm going to take the violent diarrhea, bro.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to take the violent diarrhea.
Yeah.
Is there a guarantee that I won't lose my life in fighting the person every day?
There's no guarantee you don't lose your life to the diarrhea.
Yeah, so, but is there no guarantee? So there's no guarantee
there's,
that I
there's
won't.
No guarantee to any of these things.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna take the violent diarrhea.
I think you have to, right?
Yeah, bro.
I said this. My mom chose the fighting niggas every day.
Why,
I'm like, mom?
Why? Why, bro? You're gonna get you're gonna get one of these people walking around here on the street.
My husband said the same thing. My husband was like, "Yeah, I mean, I'll just train every day." I'm like, "How are you going to be training and fighting people every day? That's crazy. You're gonna square up with somebody real bad.
That's crazy. And here's the thing: what you after you fight someone, what if they break your leg? There's no training out of broken bones.
Correct.
So what?
And you gotta fight somebody the next day.
What are you gonna do, bro?
Nothing.
You don't get no breaks in this.
No. No.
You can absolutely figure out a way to cope with the diarrhea. That's absolutely 100% possible.
Yeah.
And you'll probably generally be you're gonna end up being really healthy because you're gonna drink a shit ton of water.
Yeah.
You're gonna be eating foods that are probably really healthy for you that you hate. I'm gonna be chomping down on kale and pissed every single day.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, but exactly. I mean, we're gonna be fucking ripped.
Yeah, we're gonna live long lives. Yeah. We're gonna live long, angry
Meanwhile,
lives.
You got me fighting people every day. I got someone in a wheelchair one day, and then I got an MMA person the next day.
That's crazy.
That's
crazy. Do you mind?
Straight heaven. Dead. I'm gone.
Do you get like a notice when there's a person, you know, like do you get like an MA, do you get like a fight? some sort of a bell, bro? Like you gotta get a warning.
No, honestly, I think it's just like.
When is the fight over?
When I guess they're incapacitated, they don't want to fight anymore.
When somebody's knocked out?
When they don't want to fight anymore. When they don't want to fight anymore.
Oh, when the other person doesn't want to fight anymore.
Right.
Not when you don't want to fight anymore.
Yes, when they don't want to fight anymore.
Bro, so someone can really just beat you and just, like, keep curb-stopping your stuff. And police can't intervene. Everybody just wants to let it happen?
Well, I don't know. I think people can intervene. But, like, you know, like, it's... Yeah.
I guess maybe if you have a friend that's dedicated to being with you 24/7.
Whoa. I'm looking at... Dude, I love you so much. I'm not getting my ass beat every day.
I'm also not gonna... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You need to hire a bodyguard.
Yeah, but like...
You need to hire a professional.
Right. But like, I mean, they can only do so much, you know?
They can do a lot. I mean, if you hire two bodyguards and it's only one person showing up every day...
How much money do you think bodyguards cost? Every day. 24/7? Mm-hmm. You don't have that kind of money. I don't have that kind of money.
I feel like Shane gonna need to make that money. I'm not choosing that option, personally.
Well, no, exactly. I'm not choosing that option anyway. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not doing that. I would rather just boil chicken and fucking peas, I guess, every day.
Also, could you imagine, like, you're walking around with Fela and then, like...
And then I gotta be fighting? Nah, bro. That's crazy, bro. Like, yeah. I mean, I can't. So that's...
Your mama chose this?
Yeah. I was like...
Yeah. Yo, you a G.
That's straight gangster.
Shout out, mama. That's
extremely gangster. I don't have that kind of gangster.
Damn, I don't have that kind of trust in my hands, bro. Like,
I mean, I got mad trust, but every day is too much.
Can you carry around weapons?
No, like no guns. Definitely no guns. That's dumb. No guns. I mean, nothing that will make the fighting a lot easier. So no knives, like nothing like that.
What could you carry with
Maybe
you?
A stick.
That's crazy.
I mean,
that's crazy.
You know?
It's either your hands are going to be great or your running ability, like you got to have longevity.
Oh, you know what? You could probably do it nunchucks.
Yeah, or you need to be an A1 runaway person.
Yeah, to the point where they don't want to chase you anymore.
They'll be like, I ain't doing this. So like, you really got to, that is, okay. That is the only way That's the only training. Yeah. And then if you fuck up and get caught in a room, bro,
yeah.
And your leg get broke, you're done.
Yeah, you're done.
Basically, the next day, you're going to die. Your life is over.
You start back over, and you're screwed.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Bad. I also select that not option. I will just be eating horrible foods.
And then every once in a while... Yeah, I'm just gonna indulge.
Yeah, it would be like once a year or something. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna eat what I want and just be on the toilet. And it is what it is.
I probably would do it once a quarter.
I worry that I would get real sick.
Once a quarter,
extreme diarrhea can kill you, dude.
I feel like I would attempt once a quarter.
Oh my god!
Until a certain age,
you're gonna be in the okay.
Until a certain age,
okay.
Like I'd probably give myself until about 45. Then it's got to be done.
45 is pretty young.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah,
60.
But I. Well, the thing is, I don't want to stop when I'm too old because, like, my body's going to be worn out by then.
Yeah.
So I'd rather stop when my body is still, like, you know, in a good place. Like I'll give myself like 10 years.
I would say 60. I would try to go to 60.
I would see how it feels at 45, and if I need to be done, I need to be done.
Wait, can we be hooked up to IV fluids before we start?
So that bro. Okay, that's what I would be investing in. Yeah. Like, I would IV have a whole fluid, room.
A whole setup.
I would have a whole room, baby. A whole room. When this happens, I just go to.
Yeah.
And then if I travel and want to do this, I would book.
Oh, I don't know. I think. Yeah,
I would cash out and prepare myself a room.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if I would trust wherever I'm traveling to like take care of me like that.
If it's a 5-star resort and I can like outfit the room how I need it, I would do it. I would probably do it once every 5 years because I would need to save up a ridiculous amount of money.
Okay.
Because I would need to like full. I would need to replicate what I have at home.
100%. There. Yeah.
Yep.
So okay. All right. Yeah. I'm glad we're aligned here because I was
that's
like,
crazy.
I fighting a nigga every day is wild.
That sounds tiring, bro.
You're gonna run out of luck.
I got stuff. What if they show up in the middle of you like in a business meeting?
Yeah. And you gotta mad scrap.
Now you gotta turn your camera off and audio off.
Excuse me, Brittany, are you still there?
Or everybody's just going to see you get clocked from the
clack,
back.
Clack, clack, clack. Yeah. No, man, I can't deal with that. That's crazy. Get my...
Are you asleep?
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
You thought you escaped, and now you're worried about going to sleep. Because you got 20...
Does it happen at the same day, at the same time every day? That's crazy.
You have no idea. You have no idea when it's coming. Yeah.
There needs to be some level of control over you.
No, dude.
You have way more control with the diarrhea.
Do you?
You do. Because it's all based on you eating your foods that you like. You have no control in that other scenario. You need to make those more even. Although I'm still surprised 2 people chose the fight.
Multiple people chose.
That's crazy.
Multiple people chose.
That's crazy. We're going to need to ask our friends.
We should.
What do you think they would choose?
I would hope that they'd be smart and choose what we're choosing.
I don't know, bro. Sometimes our friends be surprised.
People love food, and I get it. I really do, but I don't want my ass beat every day.
I could let it go. Yeah.
Yeah,
no.
I can let that go.
I can't be laid up in a bed. I will get severely depressed. I'm going to get severely depressed.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not the life for me. I need a softer life.
Yeah. And also, like, I love you, but, like, also that means that, like, we might just be out and, like, we out chilling and you didn't get somebody until we out chilling, then I gotta get involved.
You would make me tell you every time before we hung out.
I'd be like did you fight or not today? Yeah.
I would probably lie.
You're gonna lie? Oh, great. So now I'm scrapping with you? Awesome.
Yeah, bro.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
Because even though I can't have a weapon, you probably can.
Yes. Because so I'm my own person.
You would just need to always be packing.
That's crazy.
That's not crazy.
My God.
That's love. That's love.
You're gonna get me thrown in jail.
That's love. No, that's self-defense.
Oh my God. Dude, what if we're going against a heavyweight MMA nigga?
Then you better shoot first.
Bye-bye. God.
You give one warning, and then as soon as they keep going, bow. It is what it is.
Aw, dude.
It is what it is.
You're gonna
what if it's like a ninja?
Flies off a roof and just clobbers your shit.
Does a spinning kick drop kicks me right there? What would you do?
I mean, are they still fighting you? If they leave you alone, then I mean, I guess I pick you up. I'm not.
When a ninja thing starts going for a knife.
I mean, well,
you better bow.
Like, I am. Obviously,
honestly, even if they kick me, like I'm on the ground, I still kind of need you to go ahead and bow.
Well, if they're leaving you alone, I don't see why I need to intervene.
That's crazy.
A ninja?
That's crazy.
A ninja?
You would let someone drop kick me?
I wouldn't see it. I would assume it happened out of nowhere.
You would watch the drop kick happen.
No, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but the drop kick happens, and then he just twirls away. You would just let it go.
What am I supposed to do, Brittany?
That's crazy.
I can't fight a ninja.
That's crazy.
Okay. Okay. All right, Queen. All right.
Well. That's crazy.
All right. Well.
This is why no loyalty.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, okay. You fight a ninja, please. Yeah, you do that. Yeah, you have fun with that.
Who would be the worst person to show up?
The worst person?
Yeah, like who would be your absolute nightmare?
What's homegirl's name? Muhammad Ali's daughter.
Ooh, Layla Ali.
Yeah. That's bad news.
Nope.
That's pretty bad.
Or Clarissa Shields. She's the current. Right. She's the current heavyweight. Nope. Nope. Now, have you seen her do a weigh-in? No. Oh, my God.
Now, my favorite person to show up would be Candace Owens. I can't wait.
Boy! Yeah, I'd be like, that, oh, yeah! Let's go! Look at this gift. Look at this gift. Square up. Square up.
Let's go. Yeah, no, that, I'd be very excited for that. I'd be very excited.
She'd probably tap out real quick.
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe she's got that. She's got that anti-black loathing, you know? It's a lot of rage.
What if it's somebody that you, like, love that shows up?
Like you, dude?
Yeah, bro. What do you do?
I'm like, come on, dude. Are you serious right now?
It would be like, I wouldn't see you, somebody else.
Yeah, like, you don't even know that it's me. I mean, I guess we scrapping. That sucks, though.
Yeah,
hard.
Bro. Yeah.
You know? Like, I would hope that you would just stop after a while. You know? I'm not trying to beat your ass.
What if a child shows up?
I mean, just shove them on the ground. They'll cry. and they'll leave you alone.
Boy, it's crazy.
Yeah.
That sounds like a nightmare. I would not want that to happen.
Yeah.
So, I did introduce the different segments we were going to talk about.
Okay, cool.
We could jump right into segment two, which is the Diddy trial.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my short summary, as I was telling folks, is that we are not happy.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
But just to give a summary, Sean Diddy Combs was found not guilty of racketeering and sex trafficking charges in a federal trial, but was convicted of two counts of transportation for prostitution. Both of those charges carry only a maximum of 10 years each. So
maximum.
That's the maximum he could be sentenced to. And yeah. So we're looking at the maximum is 20 years.
Yeah.
The jury's partial verdict followed an 8-week trial where prosecutors alleged Combs used his influence to coerce women into sexual encounters.
Yes.
And so they were going for a RICO, hence why it was a federal case. For those who are not familiar with what RICO or this prosecutors were arguing that Combs' case alleged that he used his business empire to fuel and conceal his criminal activities, and that he used his money, power, influence, and police for criminal ends. With two criminal acts being identified, one sex trafficking and other just racketeering, so doing these things for money and profit. And so what we're currently at is just awaiting his sentencing for the transportation of prostitutes. And during this time, a judge ordered for Diddy to be detained until his sentencing, citing his history of domestic violence, which could bode well, and that it seems like, you know, it doesn't seem like the judge is giving him any partial treatment. Seems. We don't really know.
Yeah.
This was a jury case, so like the verdict was handed down by a jury, not the judge. The judge will be the person who's deciding on what is the actual years that if there's years that Diddy can serve. I think the major fear and like the feeling is that he's going to get let out with a slap on the wrist.
100%. Yeah.
That there's going to be some loophole where he may not even do any time or anything serious, or just like, you know, just and be allowed to return to society and still
return to his fucking shenanigans and fuck uppery.
Yeah, it's,
I mean, this is to me the biggest takeaway that I want anyone to hear from this, and I think that the people that need to hear this will never hear this, is like, this is exactly why victims don't speak up. Like, mm-hmm. This is an extremely high profile case with a lot of evidence, and nothing happens, or like nothing, nowhere near as much should be happening. So like, let alone you're in the middle of bumfuck nowhere and like it's your word against this dude's, like, you know what I mean? I mean, this is exactly why people don't say anything, you know?
Yeah. I mean, on that note, we've heard a lot about from and about the victims in this case.
Yeah.
What do you think justice would actually look like for them for right now?
I mean, for them, like, in a perfect world, what would happen to Diddy? I mean, we would probably put him into, like, some really high-tech, like, VR situation and rape him repeatedly for the rest of all time until he dies.
Mm-hmm. It would get very Black Mirror.
Yeah. That would be what justice would look like.
Yeah.
But that's not a realistic thing yet.
Yeah. I think also to me what would make sense is to break up all of his profit.
Oh yes, in real time, yes, mm-hmm. it'd be breaking up his profit, mm-hmm. Using that for funds for victim-focused organizations.
Yep. Any money that is identified as relating to me to these crimes. So I'm not saying to take away all this because I recognize that he has children, and those children are innocent in this.
Yeah.
The ones who weren't participating are innocent in this, and I wouldn't feel right about just taking away all of that wealth from those kids. But any money that he made in regards to these acts would, to me, go immediately to the victims. Of
absolutely,
this.
And the thing about it is that like these perverts, these sort of like sex, like rape orgies are like networking things for them.
Yeah.
So like there's probably a lot of money moves that were happening because he was setting up these orgy situations. So like I would like to see that and these victims getting a payout. Mm-hmm. Because yeah, like money doesn't solve everything, but my God, I mean, the more money you have, the less other hardships in your life can affect you while you're on your healing journey.
And the people who participated knowing that these women were being forced against their will, to me, their assets would also be
liquidated. Yeah, and they should also be in jail.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't be a participant in rape and like be able to get away with it, mm-hmm. you know?
And for those, because I've seen a lot of people were like, oh, Cassie should be fine because she got a payout. I think unless you yourself have been sexually assaulted in some way, you don't understand that you can have all the money in the world. It doesn't undo that trauma.
Yeah.
And the fact that, and the things you have to live with when you've gone through something like that, money doesn't erase. It doesn't make you happy. It doesn't erase the psychological effects, the long-term damage on your body. So there is no price you can put on my body.
Yeah.
And on my mind, my peace of mind, there's probably many of those victims have lost who they are and who they were and will never be that person again. There's no money that you can put on that.
Yeah.
All that money can do is help me make my life better.
Yes.
But it can't recoup the things that I lost in that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's so ingrained into my being, and you can't give me another being.
Yeah, you can't erase my memories. Mm-mm. You can't like even erase physical memories because your body keeps score, dude.
Yeah,
you may do all this therapy and stuff, and you still might have a bodily reaction to different scenarios.
Yep.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, it's yeah, and I think you know, another interesting question that you brought up is like, you know, there was that whole shitty thing that happened when. This stuff came out and like some black people were celebrating outside of the court, you know, the courthouse, like pouring baby oil on themselves and dancing. I'm not fully unconvinced those aren't like FBI or CIA people.
Yeah, that they weren't paid in some way.
Yeah,
or else,
yeah,
like,
yeah, to make black people look terrible.
Yeah.
Because America will do that. But like, you know, for black communities, right, like we often resist tearing down our icons. Like, but where is the line between protecting legacy and just enabling abuse?
Right here.
I mean, yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
I mean, The things that Diddy was accused of in this trial were not new to black folks. We have known for a minute that there were definitely some questionable things going on at Diddy parties.
Yeah.
Now, this illuminated to the exact things that were going on and to the depth of them.
Yeah.
But we knew, you know, and I think because of what the history of race in this country and of, like, you know, Jim Crow, slavery, there's a hesitancy, rightfully so, from black people to condemn other black people, you know, because there's a lot of trauma. There's a lot of just trying to survive and there's doing things in the name of trying to survive that, like, are illegal and sometimes seen as are really condemned for black people, that I think black people try to resist doing that to other black folks. But there's a line, bro. Like, there's a line between, like, selling weed or moving illicit drugs and actually enslaving someone in sex.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We cannot celebrate that. We cannot make light of that.
Yeah.
Because he's doing this to our own people.
Yeah.
He's doing this to our own people. It would still be wrong if he was not doing it to our people, but it's it is even more foul, the fact that he's doing it to his own community.
Yeah.
You know, so like I get where the sentiment to not want to tear down our own people, but like we have to have lines.
Yeah, I think that the time of celebrating celebrities just to celebrate is slowly coming to an end.
Yeah.
I think people are calling it cancel culture, but I don't think it's that. I think it's just people actually just being like, nah, dude, like, what? We need to assess and look at this, like, person as a person and not just some star that no matter what they do and what they say, like, you know, they can just continue being celebrated.
Yeah,
you know?
It's just accountability.
It's accountability.
Accountability.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, it reminds me of, like, all those Kanye niggas who were like, but he made Graduation. It's like, really? You know?
Okay.
Like, and he made a song called HH, which I'm not going to say on
so
air.
What are we saying?
Yeah, like, that's the same person.
Which one has more merit? Like, what are we doing?
Please, like, let's look at people and assess them fully.
You can acknowledge the things that person has produced in the past that you really liked and separate that from where that person is right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to think about, I mean, to a lesser extent, you got to think about fucking, like, people like Rick James or James Brown or, like, some of our, like, previous, you know, artists that we really celebrate. Like, yeah, they had problematic issues. Mm-hmm. Not to the extent that Diddy did, yeah. But, like, if they were coming up now into this day and age and all those things were happening, people would rightfully so be like, nah, dude, what the fuck? That guy's fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, but we also, I would like to remind people that we still do not have enough black representation in every, like, powerful, you know, job and career that includes music and all of that, but we have way more options now.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the 40s. Mm-mm. Where, like, you might overlook someone, you know, cheating on his wife 1,000 times because he's the only blues player that is making money for in the Mississippi Delta.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it's like, you're like, fuck, man, I kind of need to support this guy. But, like, now, like, you kind of don't have to do it anymore. You don't.
We've made a lot of progress as a community.
Yeah.
We need to acknowledge that and acknowledge that we don't just have to unilaterally support all black people.
All the
time. Because they're black. Like, no.
I mean, didn't y'all's parents ever say to y'all, all skin folk ain't kin
folk? Boy, and this is the moment.
Yeah.
This is the moment.
This is the moment. Like, it's like, I Diddy would not hesitate. Hold on. Sorry, this is someone being crazy outside.
Boy.
Good old Mission District.
That's that person showing up for their fight.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Like,
awesome.
Yep, let's get it.
Oh, God, bro. Yeah, like, I mean, I just think it really is okay for us to let these people go as icons.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't serve us. They aren't doing anything positive for the community, like, whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, speaking of, since we're on it, what do we think that he's going to get for sentencing?
10 years, maybe. And get out on 5 years with good, whatever it's called, behavior.
Good behavior.
Yeah. I think 10 years.
And I think it's going to whittle down to 2, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think 10 years is going to be the sentencing.
Yeah.
5 years is going to be the quote-unquote, you know, good behavior thing, but then he gets out.
And I'll say 10 is, 10 is 10 is me going high.
Yeah, 10 is me going high.
I actually think it's going to probably be around the 6 to 8 range.
Yeah.
And it's going to get knocked down to, like,
and then
2 or 3.
Parole or whatever.
And then all of a sudden, he's going to be in jail for less than a year.
Yeah. 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 And then you're just out. Like,
God.
Like, it's so crazy. It's just absolutely insane. I don't think society is just ready to take sex crime seriously.
Well, I also think him being a billionaire, I don't know whose pockets he got in. We don't know.
Everybody's.
So I think there's even more to it than just taking sex offenders serious. I bet you there's some pretty high profile people on that like client list.
Absolutely.
That
for sure.
Were like, this trial can't go along any further, and we need the feds to back up.
Yeah.
And they were probably told to back off and take away charges and stop and don't bring up any more witnesses.
Maybe.
And they probably just allowed the witnesses that were really sort of implicating Diddy and showing all the things Diddy did, but not witnesses that could name other people that were also in the room.
Right. Yeah. No, 100%. I mean, that these parties, they had a lot of really rich people around doing all sorts of crazy things. Like, same thing with the whole fucking Epstein list, right? Like, we're like,
that yeah. Trump's name was in over 50 times.
Like, yeah. Like, it's the same sort of shit. Like, these high-profile sex crimes. Which, again, in general, I don't think people, like, want to take sex crimes seriously.
No.
You know? Because it's supposedly a thing that only happens to women.
Yeah.
And this isn't true.
As this case showed, there were many, many men involved in this. This wasn't just a, our country, our mindset about like sexual assault is so, so warped.
I mean, yeah.
It's so absolutely warped. It's yeah. really sad. Like, I had to step away from consuming news about this because it was bringing up my own trauma, and I was yeah. like, nah.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, nah.
Yeah.
I can't do this. Uh-uh.
Yeah. yeah. Which is so, it's so crazy to me because, like, when people talk about some of the most traumatic things, like, yeah, fights can be pretty bad. Yeah, yeah. Rob can be pretty bad. But, like, sexual trauma, like, harms people for so long, if not forever. So it's like, we can acknowledge that. Like, sexual trauma can be a lifetime thing, but it's the least, like, serious thing that people can do to another person. Like, it's such a warped, it's just a weird and crazy, like, it's just a weird and crazy situation, how we handle things.
Do you believe any of the theories that people have about this?
What do you mean? What theories?
Like, there's theories about, and just, I'll put out there, I don't believe any of these theories, but mm-hmm. there's theories that, like, the only purpose of this trial was really just to, like, make fun of Diddy and drag him down and stop him from getting more business.
Why would that be a thing? Why?
Because they don't want to see the black man
win.
Why?
Seriously, people have been talking about the Diddy parties in interviews for forever. People have been like, I don't want to go to these. They're weird. Weird things happen. Like, no. No.
I will say, this trial's not going to, no matter what the outcome would have been, it was never going to stop Diddy from being a billionaire.
Yeah. Yeah. So unless they took away his fucking money.
And that was not going to be a thing.
Right.
That was not going to be a thing. And yeah. so to me, like, that throws that theory out to me because he's always going to be a billionaire. Of course. So what are we.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Are there, I guess the other thing was just to tarnish his legacy.
Who gives a shit?
I know.
I mean, ugh. People have had their legacies tarnished for less.
Way less.
Please.
Way less.
Look what happened with Janet Jackson after the Super Bowl. Come on.
What do we think is going to be, like, the... Or is there going to be any like, social aftermath of this?
I mean...
Like, how do we think people in like, his industry are going to... Or are people going to work with him still?
I think that people are going to avoid it at all costs. And I think that what will probably happen is right-wing grifting shit will happen. Because those are the only people low enough and dirty enough to actually, like, associate with predators over and over again. Like, I think that...
He gonna drop a song with Sexy Red?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a song with Sexy Red is gonna happen. Maybe even Drake.
Boy, Drake, you better step away. You better not. There's going to be a Kanye and Diddy album. I need us as a community to prepare for this.
Oh, God.
Because it's going to suck, but it's going to happen.
Oh, God.
It's going to happen.
Like, it's just, no. I'm like, no.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, hell. Fuck, man. Get your ass on, bro. You get your goddamn ugly ass.
Yeah, I don't want that. I really, but whatever, man. So, anyways, that's what's going on with them.
Also, I want to speak protection over any person who like testified in this case.
Yeah, for real.
Like, I hope the feds have set you up with lifetime witness protection, and that you all are moving with safety and people guarding you because, boy.
Yeah, this is scary.
It's scary. There's a reason why the judge was like, nah, I ain't letting you out right now. Yeah. Like, so you can just get out there and immediately start causing havoc? No.
Yeah.
You gonna wait. I'm gonna give everybody a moment to get their plans together to go conceal their identity forever.
For real. So, Anyways, so that's going on with the Diddy case. So let's just get to some music. Let's
what you got, boy?
You know,
drop them beats, DJ D.
We're gonna start off with "God Is Love" by Marvin Gaye.
Swing low,
you know.
We give each other love, oh yeah. Don't go and talk about my father,
oh, no, no.
'Cause God is my friend,
Jesus is my friend.
He loves us whether or not we know it, and he'll forgive all our sins, oh yeah.
but not forgetting about how all my worst fears are letting out. He said, why put a new address on the same old loneliness when breathing just passes the time until we all just get old and die? Now talking's just a waste of breath and living's just a waste of death. And why put a new address on the same old loneliness? And this is you and me and you, until we've got nothing left.
In the nighttime, trap nigga with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like tie-dye. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. She got a big ol' on your booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like it's stir fry. Hold them bands down, hold your mans down. Who told you come around?
Who?
It's that trap sound. Designer, clothes, fashion, shows, trap, house, made it, gold. Control the bag now, no need to brag now. And put the mask down, man. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry.
I'll take a whip it, intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.
Money,
got that skillet, watch me flip it like it's five guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I take a tick, check, yeah, boogers, they sit on my neck. I don't regret shit, yeah, I'm fitting, I don't got a debt. You crawl for you brawl, you can ball every week. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball when you free. Stop watching me, democracy, you wanna copy me.
Watch,
life's monopoly, go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up the soda, diamonds off the road.
Keep watching. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it
in the kitchen, curry chicken color stir fry, take off from the bird, keep or let the birds fly. Why I started to take my prize, you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep a watch out through my bird eye. No casket drop dead fresh and I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players coming all size. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They made the way we win that time, we use a cheat code. Why'd you keep looking at me? I feel like you got static. It must be the paddock. I can blue cheese, I'm in that kitchen.
In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen. Wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen. Wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. Keep watching me. When bumps still keep real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen. Wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen. Wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen. Wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen. Wrist twisted like a stir fry. Roof.
Every time you lift me up, I think you're gonna drop me, and that those eight clouds beneath maybe are not gonna stop me. 7, 6, 5 to 1, I fall right through, and it's a long way down from heaven. I think I'm gonna stay down here, close my eyes, and imagine impossible. All this talking and